As the second component to his colour system, Munsell introduced a grey scale as a central axis to the colour wheel, in a scale of 0 to 10. This graded the lightness or darkness, which he termed value, from black with a value of 0 to white with a value of 10. The third component of the Munsell system is the chroma scale, which represents the distance from the central grey scale axis and is a measure of the chromaticity or colour purity or lack of greyness. The chroma varies from 0 for grey at the lightness axis to as high as 18 for some intense yellows. He now had a means of expressing a wide range of colours according to hue, lightness or value, and chroma. This is shown diagrammatically on your screen. Each colour had its own notation. A feature of this scheme was that it was not necessary to identify every colour that could be produced, which would have been an impossible task anyway. Instead, because he had taken great care to introduce uniform gradations between the colours, it was possible to position those that lay in between and estimate an alpha numerical value for them. Munsell produced a colour atlas, comprising a physical colour sample of each notation. What is of special interest to us is how some of these concepts flowed into the CIE schemes which followed.